Hey everybody, it's Mark Wood here with the TechNet right here on our Facebook page and on markallenwood.us, courtesy of our folks over at audioboo.com. Folks, let's check out what's going on in the week here in technology. We had a very busy week in the world of technology with announcements from T-Mobile that their new unlimited plan is officially going to be sticking around for a while, so you can get unlimited everything on T-Mobile starting at $59, $69, $79, and $89 a month. So that'll be huge for all you T-Mobile subscribers. Also, Windows Phone 7.8 upgrades appear on a Nokia server for the newer eligible Lumina's phones, so check that out. The Nokia Lumina 505 gets an official telco preview in Mexico. So if you're looking at going down to Mexico for a while and you want to pick up yourself a cell phone, you can do that as well. Also, Verizon's limited edition Droid DNA puts the company's colors in employee hands. They're giving out the red limited edition DNA to Verizon employees. So if you know a Verizon employee, you might want to talk to them about getting an early Christmas gift. Braven's budget-friendly Bluetooth speaker debuted this week for $100 on the lovely shop at home network known as QVC. It easily acts as a USB charger, and it's one of the best Braven lines Bluetooth speakers. It was designed to be portable and great in wireless. It also features a 6 Series Braven music system. It also is a little bit cheaper than the alternative Jambox, which is another type of Bluetooth speaking system. Also, this week we've had unveilings of the new SkyDrive by Microsoft for Android, iOS, and other operating systems. You can visit SkyDrive.com for information about the new Microsoft SkyDrive. I've been using SkyDrive. Works great on the Xbox 360. And you can interact directly by dragging and dropping files, and you can view them on your Xbox. Also this week, the new Google Plus had 18 available updates get released for the new system. So if you're interested in checking out that on your Android, check out Google Plus, and you can see a bunch of these features, including brand new check-in features and a new interface and a new user design for Hangouts. And lastly this week, Google Maps has officially come to the Apple Store. For all you Apple users with the iPhone only, no iPads, you can grab yourself a copy of this app available in the App Store right now for free and get rid of the use of Apple Maps for good just by using this. Also comes with navigation like on the Android devices. That's going to do it for another edition of the TechNet today. I am Mark Wood. You want to email me at mark@markallenwood.us to get in touch with us here at the show. My hearts and prayers go out to all those who were in Newtown, Connecticut, in the recent shooting. For now, I'm Mark Wood. Have a wonderful day, and guess what? We're down to 10 days to Christmas. Thanks for listening.